In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I love singing. I imagine many of us do, especially church songs. And I'm not just referring to music, I'm referring to the words, the imaginary talents with which songwriters have put biblical words into song. It's been amazing, isn't it? Thinking of it, the quote from Hebrews, when it states, in many and various ways God has spoken to us. Well, for me, God has spoken to me through this song, the hymn 941, especially the second stanzas, the band of apostles in glory sing your praise, the fellowship of prophets in their voices raise, the martyrs of your kingdom, great and noble throned, sing with the Holy Church throughout the world. As students, I imagine there are subjects that you like, especially those subjects that you score higher grades. And there are other subjects you may not so much like. It was 2 weeks ago, a Christian Pakistani friend of mine called me and reported that in his home church, the mob, Muslim mobs, invaded, entered the church, and literally massacred every baptized Christian. I know for myself that such massacres have been happening all over the world. In the Muslim world, in Africa, and in other places. Christian voices, prophets of our time and day, have been silenced by the enemies of the gospel. It's happening even right now. So when my friend called and reported this massacre, immediately the song 941 became alive for me. How in modern day Christendom, more Christians are being murdered more than all of Christian centuries put together. Daily, people are being killed, ostracized, for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In our own very eye, in this country, people are being ridiculed. Our voices, the voices of the gospel, the consciences of the people are systematically being silenced or being imaginized. Yes. Where is our God? Where is our God, the God of justice and hope? We cry and look to God our Father, who is our strength and our guide. In many and various ways, God has spoken to us. I had a privilege yesterday of conducting 2 worship services and a long talk on Islam to our friends, our Christian brothers and sisters in Gordonville, Missouri. And time and again, people will report how the Muslims are invading their community and silencing the voice of Jesus Christ. The current debate whether a mosque should be built in Ground Zero or not. It's greatly been debated, and I have not so much heard the Christian voices. We've been mute about or even taking stand for the gospel, for a country which has been built upon the Christian principles. Where is the Christian church? Where is the voices of our theologians, pastors, and ministers? We keep silent, a blind eye being given to the spread of Islam in our own very midst. And yet in their own country, Christians are not given the same privilege to exercise their faith. They have been killed daily and massacred for the sake of the gospel. Now I do know there is one person in this community, Dr. Person, who daily, repeatedly will remind us of our persecuted brothers and sisters in the world and will offer prayers for them. My friends, it's about time we should stand up. Stand up, stop being silent or being quiet about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I realize that our community, our culture, marginalize Christians. We are no longer taken seriously. And even if we do, we are seen as being nuisance and obstacles. Sometimes we are seen have been phony and irrelevant. We need to rise up for Jesus. Yes, I know yet in many parts of the world, especially in the continent of Africa, Asia, Latin America, Christ is being confessed publicly. Sins been forgiven and confessed. Yes, the gates of hell shall never, never prevail against the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the African church leaders that have spoken globally about Christian ethics and morals. Yes, the Western world, you and I, need to stand for Jesus and be prepared for whatever may come our way, regardless. You see, the promises of Jesus is ever so true And I know it from my own very life experience working in the church in Africa, that Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. My own voice have never been silent. I'll speak the word of God, regardless what the repercussion may be. I invite you, my friends, to stand up for Jesus. And so as we remember daily, and as we pray for persecuted Christians, may the God of our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, may our baptismal promises strengthen us as a community of believers to go hence, regardless where God may place us now and in the future, to stand for Jesus and make his name be widely known for the redemption of our world and for the sake of the gospel. May the God of our fathers that have led us to this faith continue to abide with us for the sake of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.